Right now, there is near certainty that any brand sourcing apparel, textiles, yarn or cotton from the Uyghur region is profiting from human rights violations, including forced labor, both in the Uyghur region and more broadly throughout China, the group added. The Xinjiang region has seen the Chinese Communist Party intern up to 3 million people in concentration camps at its peak, with recent estimates from the U.S. government putting the figure at around 2 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and Kyrgyz people, among others in the camps. Amid an international outcry, the Communist Party has attempted to rebrand the forced labor camps as merely a facilitation of employment. In statements given to the BBC, Uniqlo, Inditex, and SCMP all claim that they regularly conduct audits of their supply chains to ensure that no slave labor has been used in the production of their products. Skechers did not reply to requests for comment from the British broadcaster. However, it is unclear how thorough any audit of supply chains can be in the tightly controlled communist nation. The China Director for Human Rights Watch, Sophie Richardson, said that political repression in the Xinjiang region is so pervasive that labor inspectors cannot interview workers freely without fear of reprisals. Richardson added that auditors are required to give advance warning to factories before inspecting them and they cannot force local Chinese authorities to reveal the hours worked and wages the people in the workshops receive. The director of the United Kingdom's World Uyghur Congress, Rahima Mahmood, backed up this assertion, saying that it is impossible for companies to carry out audits independently in the region because of the regime. "We need more collaboration across countries and welcome this move by France but want the whole of Europe to carry out such investigations." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here @KurtZindelka.